the space back or something. It won't be anything exciting. So, you don't think there'll be actual money then? Gina shook her head. I don't see how they could be. You saw Aunt Rainey more often than I did, but I think we'd have known if she was rich, surely. She didn't own a house, and she never seemed to have much cash. Sally sighed again.
I miss her, you know. Aunt Rainey was a real character, always talking about the Beatles and all those old bands as if they were her best friends, but she was a lot of fun. I wish I'd seen more of her, really, but having the twins so soon after we moved down here, it wasn't easy.
She smiled.
She came to tea a couple of times, always dressed like an ex-rock chick, and I thought how much the girls would love her when they were a bit older, but, well, she died.
She was a lot of fun, and quite eccentric.
And if you're not careful, you'll end up just like her, Gina added. I wouldn't mind. She was great.
I know, it was a compliment.
Sort of.
Sally regarded her sister as if not knowing quite how to take this. Eventually, she changed the subject.
So, what was he like, this Matthew Ballinger?
I haven't met him, have I?
Sally waved a hand, as if this was a minor detail. But you spoke to him. What was his voice like?
Okay. Nice, even.